what happens when everyone around you sees your beauty but you? Do you think you're beautiful? Do you think people are whining you when they say you're beautiful? Do you think a man is up to something mischievous when he acknowledges the beauty that you are? It's still okay if everyone around you says you're not beautiful, but if you're not boss with them, that's a sad story. This is the story of our lives in some days. The beautiful thing is that God has a strategy to snap us out of it. He plants people with his perspective around us to sow seeds of the right words in us, hoping that we will draw strength from it and be able to have our own convictions. This strategy is an engine starter. It's not the fuel for sustaining your journey. It should kickstart us, so the goal is not to always wait for people to acknowledge your beauty. God wants you to get to a place where your beauty is not a surprise to you. How you get here happens by not being cynical. If someone acknowledges the beauty you don't see yet, don't doubt it. Receive it and explore it. I can tell that David didn't wait to be a king on the throne before he began to acknowledge his beauty. It started when he was a diamond in the rough, before the women could compose a song about slaying 10,000. When Samuel showed up with a horn of oil to upgrade him, he wasn't cynical about this fresh revelation. He received it and began to explore it. God's intention is that you know beyond a shadow of doubt that you're beautiful, that despite the flaws that are visible to you, you know that you are without flaws in his eyes. I hope this helps you see the beauty you are every day. I know you're beautiful. You're a job well done. And God knows that too. See you soon.